A few years ago, this time of the year, a year finished, and we used to go to London, to central London, to visit places. And I remember going to the Hillsong Church in Tottenham Court Road. So I decided to go and experience to be with thousands of people. And it was lovely to see people queuing up to go in for a service and leaving, you know. I must confess, I was impressed by the amount of people there. The place was packed. I was encouraged because I saw people from different walk of life and backgrounds, and which gave me the sense that Jesus Church is not dead in London. It's not dead. I was inspired that evening. I was sitting And I must confess, I remember when this person who shared the God's word that evening, those three things stay in my mind. And he says that, you know, the person who shared the word, that they said that in life, we struggle with three things: health, relationships, and finances. And then when one of those three things are broken or they are not working as they should be, we struggle. And he invited us to pray for the new year. It was a kind of, I don't remember, 3, 4, 5, I don't remember how many years it was. And if one of these areas is not well, we are going to struggle. We are going to be unhappy. So he invited us to pray for that. But is this the most important, health, relationships, and finances? It got me thinking about it. When I'm struggling, I have to be, I do have the right to ask that, God, do you love me if I'm not well? God, do you love me if I'm having problems with my wife, with my husband? God, do you love me if my bank account is in red most of the time? So today I just invite you to reflect about God's love. Very briefly, we don't have so much time, about God's love. Because we have a challenge. The challenge of sharing God's love, even when health, relationships, and finances perhaps are not quite right. Amen? Let's read just two verses. And today we're going to be reading from John chapter 13. You say, where are these verses coming from? Well, I hope in my heart is that we will be able to understand about a little bit about God's love, because there is a misunderstanding about God's love, in my opinion. You know, and people say, oh, it's about... Let's read together John chapter 13, verses 13 and 14. Let's read together. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. The challenge of sharing God's love. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your love and mercy. Thank you for the cross. And thank you because we are able tonight to gather around your table to remember your love for us. And Father, as we spend this time together, we pray that you could help us, Father, to understand a little bit more of your love, your mercy, your calling to us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. If we have, for example, 1 week to live, 1 month to live, are we going to live our life to the full? Or are we going to wash feet? It was a servant job. That's what Jesus invited us to do, to wash people's feet. It was a servant job. Nobody cares about it. Even the disciples care about it. And it was, and then the bowl, the water, and the towel was available to clean the feet, but it was the servant who has to do it. None of the disciples did it. Maybe it was the proof of their position. They were the disciples. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, stood, washed, and blessed every person there in humility. Jesus is willing to serve and connect with people. He was not there to condemn the people. He was there to set an example. And this is example. This is a challenge, as we are going to see, for us this new year. The church, for many years, they took the sword. The crusades were there. And sometimes the church condemned, but people need us to love them. Now, here is when get distorted. The question is, how should we love? As we are going to be reading this short passage, the first thing I notice is that love is based on power, on authority, not on feelings. And this is a challenge. Let's read. Let's read John chapter 13, verses 1 to 3. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. Jesus was about to die. How Jesus feel? He needs compassion, our sympathy. Jesus is about to die. Jesus knew that he was about to die. He was in full control. But you know what he does? Perhaps he was feeling down. I'm going to die this horrible death. That I don't have to go there. But he stooped down and washed the people's feet. To love like Jesus, we need to take notice who we are and know what we feel. Jesus knew what? That he was the King of Kings. He was the Lord of Lords. He was in control. Jesus had his love unwavering. He, rather than pick up a sword, he served people. And then to love like Jesus loved, we need to take notice of who we are. When I serve people, when we serve people, oh, I don't feel good to serve today. I don't feel like I want to go to church. I don't feel that I want to play that instrument. But if you know who you are, what do? We just do it because that is my skill. If I say, well, I am not going to preach to these people today because I don't feel like it. I'm not going to visit that person. But when we know who we are, we just do it, even if they don't want to hear that. That's what Jesus did here. So love is based, it's not based on feelings, it's based on power. We know who we are. We know that Jesus has called us to serve. Do you think Jesus has called you to serve? Jesus has called us to serve. When you pick up the phone and phone somebody, when you spend time with somebody, when you help somebody, when you preach the gospel, when you are with people, you are washing their feet. But the first thing is that love is not based on feeling, it's based on power, knowing who you are. So you don't care if they don't realize it. You know that you have been called to do it. And the second thing is that love is not reserved for people just like us. Love is for everyone. I remember, I must confess, sometimes people say, you are too honest. You know, there was a person who really drove me crazy when I was in the Navy. He was, believe me, there were times I was about to punch his face because this guy used to mock me just because in Spanish they used to say hermanitos, which is try to look you down because you went to church. And I remember one day he came near me. I was trying to ignore. You know when people saying something about you in your workplace or school or university. And believe me, I was having a hard time in my family. Many things were happening. And I was just about to hit him. And people were watching in our barracks. But such a beautiful experience when I went back to Ecuador after I left the Navy. And I was queuing in a bank. And the guy pushed me from the back, said, God bless you, my brother. You have received Jesus. Oh, I said, I'm so sorry. You see what I'm saying? Now, love is not reserved for people just like us. The evening was in progress, says verse 2, and the devil have already, you know, put in the heart of Judas Iscariot to betray him. It's easy to love anyone. Like I was saying, it was difficult for me to love this brother now. Believe me, there were times that I was about to lose my temper. But loving people who are unlovable is the difficult thing. Now, there are many unlovable people in the world. Look around. Well, not here, but look around your circumstances, okay? It's not reserved just for them. Judas is there. Judas is there, and our Lord washed his feet. Jesus said, you have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. You know when people don't like you. It's like you have enemies. My Lord says, pray for them. So I have to pray double for them, three times for them. Four times. That's what Jesus asked. And Jesus did it. He didn't say it. He did it. True love is loving the unlovable. This year, as you want to share God's love, remember that love is not based on feelings. It's in authority. You, if you are being washed by the blood of Jesus, you belong to the kingdom of God. That's you, who you are. If people don't like you, if people hate you, like this morning somebody said, oh, you were preaching to me. You hate the preacher. But Jesus laid aside those things close to him in order to serve in love. He laid aside fears, doctrines. He didn't care about the Pharisees and Sadducees, the feelings, the hearts, the traditions. True love is loving the unlovable. But the third thing we hear here as well, being love, lead us to love and serve other people. Now it's interesting here in verse 6 and to 8, John chapter 13, verses 6 to 8, he came to Simon Peter who said to him, Lord, you are going to wash my feet? Jesus replied, you don't realize now what I'm going to do, but later you will understand. No, said Peter, you shall never wash my feet. Humility? No. Pride. We can learn a few things here, but let me just mention that. The King of Kings is kneeling in front of Peter here and offering love, and Peter is refusing it. Sound familiar? My friend, sometimes people come to help you, to serve you. In our pride, doesn't allow for us to be served. It looks as if you are okay. Peter, it looks okay. No, it's pride. So this year, when somebody comes to help you and you say, oh, accept that. Because love, being love leads us to love and serve. Being love allows to being loved and served by other people that you feel that this person doesn't have anything to offer you. Be careful about being proud. Sometimes that happened to me. When we sense, I used to, my last years in the Navy was to do quality sessions with young officers and in sailors. And I used to attend, you know, this kind of sessions and all that. And then one day I went to church. I was, you know, somebody that was doing something like that. And then it was advertised that they were going to do an activity for young people, you know, about being proactive in church and being alive. And then I went to the church, and there was many young people there. And I arrived there, and I asked the guy in charge of the meeting, I said, "Who is the speaker?" You know? And then I saw, can you imagine about, how can I put it? To be proactive, to be good in preaching the gospel. And I saw this large woman, large sister, even unable to get out from the car. And he was, and I said, in my sinfulness, I confessed to her later, okay? She was like, you know, he said, "What is she going to teach me?" You know, what I'm going to teach from this woman? I have more experience. That was me. It was on the third floor. That was a big church, and they have learned it. Can you imagine the journey of this, my little sister? They were not lived in that building. And I said, how she's going to inspire these young people? And let me tell you something. After 5 minutes, I was in tears. Because out of her session, I learned many things. Do you see my point? Love helps us to serve, but we need to learn to be served. Let's not be arrogant like Peter. In love, to finish, love always demands action and obedience. Always demands action and obedience. Somebody says this. This is a scholar. He says, Christianity is a system of thought to be learned, the knowing of which we heal people of their moral and spiritual ailments. So this is a kind of a system to learn. You know, what is the tragedy of our society? Is that postmodern time is the substitution of Christianity for Christ. And this is the kind of thing that's happening. And you know, the approach is, this approach is no different from the people in the first century, the Gnostics. They have this kind of system in their heads, knowledge. But Jesus says this, and I want you to check carefully what Jesus is saying here. Let's read again the verses, and you will see the difference. Let's read verse 13. It says, "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am." But look verse 14. "Now that I, your, I wash your feet, you should wash another." You see the difference? Or not? Which comes first? Lordship. Lordship. Authority. Lordship. The lordship of Jesus. Not the knowledge. Not the teaching. Lordship. Now, Jesus is recognized as Lord before he's recognized as teacher. That's what Jesus is saying here. But far too many denominations put knowledge before surrender. This is where John Wesley was in the days prior to his conversion. Knowledge, an intelligent man. Martin Luther, dependence on forms of ceremonies rather than on faith. But when they pass from these systematic religious duties to surrender lordship, Jesus says, "Now I, your Lord and teacher." There are other people like Thomas, Thomas recognized my Lord and my God, and then he was ready. Peter, he was with the Lord, and suddenly he said, my Lord, Lordship. Now, much of today's religious education, as in the case of this theologian here, they says, you know, they say, well, they teach nothing about conversion, nothing about repentance, nothing about that. On the other hand, many raises their voices for their concern for the poor, for the refugees, for the homeless. There's nothing wrong with that, but everything starts with lordship. Lordship. Which is what the passage tells us. So as we start this new year, I just, before I finish, I want you to reflect about that change. A simple verse says, I am your Lord and teacher. Now, let me read, if you go to Mark chapter 10, this another story about when this young man comes and said, teacher. Just to see the dynamic, how Jesus used the same teaching with this person. Mark chapter 10, verses 17 to 22 says, as Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knee before him. Good teacher, good rabbi. What must I do to inherit eternal life? Why do you call me good, said Jesus. No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments? You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother. Teacher, he declared. Teacher. All this I have kept since I was a boy. Out of the other gospels, this is the passage I love. Because verse 21 says, Jesus looked at him and what? And love him. Jesus love you. Say to the person next to you, Jesus love you, my friend. Jesus love you. Jesus love you. You know what Jesus said to this man? One thing you lack. Go sell everything you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven. Then come follow me. At this, the man's face fell and he went away sad because he had great wealth. It's not about the money. Love. For this man, Jesus was a teacher, not his Lord. Yes, we are to serve those who believe and those who don't believe. But when we are going to serve, maybe serving with the homeless, the charity, the poor people, anything that we can do, first, we need to surrender. Then, to gain knowledge how to serve people. This new year, maybe you are wondering how you are going to share your love, God's love to other people. Maybe your health is not right. Actually, my health is not right. Maybe your relationships are not right. You have struggles in your family, with your children, with your grandchildren, with your wife, with your husband, with your neighbor. Maybe your finances, you are struggling. But still you have the challenge to share God's love. And Jesus invites us to wash people's feet. What is your gift? May the Lord help us to serve him this year. And the divine plan for us is this. When we are going to share God's love, is that his disciples have to surrender. I have to surrender. You have to surrender. And even when you are struggling, you don't know, surrender. Don't leave any space. Surrender completely to the word of God. Don't listen to other voices, my friends. And then gain knowledge to serve as you surrender to him and to his word. And you know what? It's then that we are going to make our Lord Jesus our Lord and our teacher. And we are going to be washing people's feet for his glory in this place. Amen.